Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yes, it's Vision Radio with me, Dave Colombo Jenkins, and this week I am joined by Nick and Frank, our producer. How are you both doing, guys?
Good. Pretty good, yes.
Excellent. We are starting the show with a bit of an alert. Tell us about this alert.
Yes, it's Envy on Critical, and it's the VIP of alert.
VIP!
This is fun. Yes, switching up the vibe a little bit here, aren't we?
Yeah, something a little bit contemplative now, something a little deep, but quite dark and barbed and tense. We're into this one. This is Mindloader, Sanctuary. Out now or out soon, or just released, I'm not too sure, sorry, on Dialect.
Yeah, I think this is quite cool. It's expressive in a cool way.
This one's going out to everybody who had some close encounters over the weekend. It's Third Kind by Instinct.
Yeah, this is on Blackout. Nice one.
In all time, on all the planets of all the galaxies in space,
for something I wasn't necessarily expecting. This is Circus Records, back with Dr. P and Flux Pavilion.
Yes.
This one is called Deadbeat, and it's the easygoing one of the bunch.
Super mellow,
if you want to call it that. I like the melodies in this.
Nice sense of euphoria laced into it subtly. It's about time we had a drum and bass tune that made a statement against mainstream ninjas. I've had enough of mainstream ninjas, and I speak on all of us at Vision here and a lot of other people in the drum and bass community. So big up Kai for bringing this matter to everybody's attention. No more mainstream ninjas, don't you know?
Mainstream ninja. His kung fu very deep and also powerful, don't you know?
I do have to say, because I didn't actually kind of properly title that tune then, it was Kai with Don't You Know, but I really like the sample, and I do like the suggestion that there is more to ninjuring than mainstream ninjuring.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that is the same, you know, for any niche really there, dig below the surface and that's where you find the real gold, as most listeners of this show would know. So what have we got next?
Well, next up we've got Skeptical.
Yes.
And this one's called Technology.
Yes, he's dropping a new EP really soon on his label Ruby, and it's called Blimp, which is a lovely name for an EP.
Yes, this is great.
It is possible to reach other worlds without the use of technology.
Now time to have a little blast from Skrillex's last album last year. F.U. Skrillex, you think you're Andy Warhol, but you're not. That's the name of the album, if you've been asleep for the last year. Anyway, this is one of the many tracks. It's one of the many collaborations on the album. It's with Wookiee. It's called Biggie Bap. And in the UK, some corners of the UK, especially here in South Wales, where I am currently sitting, we call a roll a bap. So this, to me, conjures up an image of a bap, a roll, but with, like, I don't know, sausages made out of Biggie Smalls? I'm not too sure. I don't even know where I'm going with this. It doesn't paint a nice mental image for me, guys, but it's a fun tune, so I'm glad we're playing it.
This beat Drop has been seized by Atlantic Records and has been replaced with Silence.
Something completely different.
A menace to society.
Right. This track is called Smoking Culvering, and Dave just explained to me that culvering is a cannon. This is on Stoic.
Yeah, yeah. Big up all smokers and all cannons.
Not all cannons, please.
No, I've never bigged up a weapon before on a radio, and I don't intend to actually, so I'm going to retract that. Just big up all people who smoke, and good luck in trying to give up the tobacco and stuff, because that's really important that you do. Time to flip the tempo for my Yamuk of the week. This is a purely Indian affair. We have Yukato with Pay Attention as remixed by Noisebleed in a really cool, trippy kind of post-garagey type of bleepy, trippy way. It's really, really cool, and it's out soon on Unchained.
Yeah, really cool. Really dig it.
Yamuk.
Next up is some sort of frog adjacent drum and bass. It's moving the vowel a little further along the spectrum, so we can't really call it a yoy or a frog. It's more of a oh. But it's fun. It's 4D on Dread Recordings with a track called Sound Iron.
Yes. Something from Reactor B. This is Bali Noma. So I thought, is that somebody who eats
Bali Noma?
Bali funk? Yeah, like nom 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 noma.
No, Noma is South African for a track.
Ah,
or number.
Of course, right, that makes sense because he's from Cape Town as well. Cool, yeah. Right. Nice inside information.
It's like number or track.
Right.
Com minhas amigas eu vou pro baile de favela. Baile de favela, baile, baile de favela. Baile de favela, baile, baile de favela. Baile de favela, baile, baile de favela. Baile de favela.
So this next track had us a little confused because of the title. It's called Confession, which is either a spelling error or it's a fantastic word that I don't know about. Acid Purr on Yamatai, Confession. Actually, it's, as a track, not confusing at all. It's quite straightforward and pleasing.
Three R's in Purr, two S's in Confession. What's happening?
Ah, there's a pattern.
Lots of consonants here. We like it. not confessing at all. Something is quite confusing, confusing. It's Tipper. He's got a whole new album and it's awesome. What's it called, Frank?
Despacho.
No, the album. Or is this the name? Is that the name of the album and the track? This track is called Despacho. I can't remember the name of the album.
Cloaked.
Cloaked.
Cloaked. The album's called Cloaked. This track is called Despacho. Tipper is a legend. This is great and really, really trippy and interesting. Thank you, Tipper.
I just want to take a moment to say that our thoughts go out to all those people, everyone involved in areas where there's wars and violence. It's really hectic worldwide right now, and obviously war is not the answer, and we hope that governments realize that most people don't actually want war. They don't want more military. They don't want more killing. Of course not. Who actually wants that? And if you're in an area in any way affected by this, our thoughts go out to you, and we want to acknowledge that this is not an easy time, and we are incredibly privileged to be sitting here playing this fun music.
We really are. And I talked to a lot of people about it is a bit of a flex to be putting out really euphoric music or positive messages in order to help people find those moments of escapism. But I think it's harder and harder, really. And I hope there is a future where we have world leaders where empathy, compassion, and emotional intelligence is rated higher than how much money they have in their bank or how much power they seem to have. We really need a lot of change in the world, so sending out love, just like Nick said, really, to everybody in the world who needs that right now.
And the song?
Oh yes, and the song. We almost forgot about the song. This is called Subtech. It's by System Wide. It's on Deepness.
Yes.
Yes.
So speaking of people who have been affected by war, Mythic Image is a track we're playing now, and that is by Nick B and River Akorsi from the Ukraine. So sending out extra love to Nick B and River right now and everybody in the Ukraine. This was on the Mission 3 compilation last year, and it rumbles every single time I hear it, so it's nice to hear it again on this show.
Yep, it's called Cataplexus. I really love the production on this.
currently stuck on the name. I just wanted to ask, what is, I should look up what cataplexus is. I'm still on about the last tune here. I've just decided that it's when somebody has a tattoo of a caterpillar on their solar plexus. I don't know if that's right or not, and whether it is. It's probably something a lot darker than that, but I might go out and get a tattoo on my solar plexus, because I have no tattoos on my solar plexus, and I have no tattoos of caterpillars. And up until this moment, I didn't even think I needed one, but now I do. What is it really?
It's a rhetorical device in which a threat of retribution, especially of divine punishment, is made in response to wrongdoing.
Right, okay, so if you all stop listening to this radio show now, I'm going to tattoo a caterpillar onto all of your solar plexuses. Solar plexi. Let's just introduce this next tune, I think.
Yeah, this next track is called Empyrean by Anku Inspected. It has a very loud click on the snare. Have you noticed?
Yes.
If you listen to the track, you will hear a very loud click. It's the snare.
Pick up all clicks. Not too sure how clicky the snare is on this, but it's a lovely piece of music from a couple of years ago from Tom Finster, as we wait for his new album to be revealed later on this year. This came out on Pilot. It's called Soul.
It's nice. So you pronounce the name of the label, please, Dave.
It's a Welsh-looking name, Claddagh.
So that's how you pronounce it?
Yeah. It'd be like a kind of huh at the end. It's either, I would say it's either Gaelic or Welsh. Cladach. Let me have a little look. While you announce this and say thank you to our Patreon people, I'm going to look up what it means.
Okay, thank you to our Patreon people and announce this. Oxen. Yes, Oxen is the name of the person, of the artist that made this track. Sorza remixed it, and the track is called Farmer in the City.
Yeah, big up all farmers.
Thank you guys for voting.
And I found out that cladach is a ring. It's a traditional Irish symbol representing love and friendship and loyalty. And this is really, really cool. So I've just had an Irish friend come over who reached out because of a mix that me and Lakeway had done. And now we just played a whole series, a bunch of back-to-backs, like on my radio show in Cardiff and also in Jungle in the Cronx in Croydon. In Planet Wax as well. But that does kind of that means something to me, because I've just made a really cool Irish friend who came over and made a mission to come over and do some cool musical stuff. And that leads me to a shout out to a guy called Ben, who heard me talking about the Jungle in the Cronx rave on Vision Radio on Saturday and decided to bring all of his mates down. So that really, really buzzed me. He listened to Vision Radio, he heard me talking about the night. Right at the end we played my friend Assassin Bugs tune right at the end of the last show, and he came down to the show, so that's amazing. But I'm really sorry, Oxen, for talking over this song. But big up Assassin Bug, big up Ben and all of his mates, and big up everybody from Ireland.
And Sorza, I guess, also, you know.
And Sorza for doing the remix, massively. Sorry. Sorz.
conservative nature of some of drum and bass's subgenres.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it dangerous, man. You got to keep it moving. Otherwise, you're an easy target.
Just change all your sinuses to sawtooths. Done.
Oh, wow. You should do a
life
tutorial about that. Like a YouTube short tutorial.
Yeah. If you
keep it dangerous. Change all your sine waves to saws. Okay. Next up is Umbra, Mousetrap. Reminiscent of some established producers that we know, but still executed quite well. I really like the drum sound on this. Maybe it's just a great sample pack, or maybe they went and drew the individual audio samples themselves. You never know. This is on Flex Out.
With bad situations and such, it get hard to manage. When bad situations and such, it get hard to manage.
Probably because since Brexit, they just started like stopped mingling, and the gene pool got very narrow. You know,
we got very angry.
We're talking about bees here, because this next track is called Gen Bees by Fake Two Piece, and I think it's like instead of Gen Z, it's Gen B, because B stands for bass.
But he's put the two E's there, see? And I think there's definitely a play on the whole generation thing, because we're in Gen Z now, and there's Gen Alpha, and it's going to be Gen B coming up. But the bass line does eventually sound like a B, but maybe it's a British B, because you didn't agree. So maybe Dutch bees are just more chilled. But I was going to say, it sounds like a bee that you've trapped in a jar and shaken around, but that makes it sound like I trap bees and put them in jars and shake them around, and I'm really not that cruel to any living thing at all. Really, even wasps, which
are you
I hate.
Vegetarian?
Let's not go there. Yeah, I do love burgers. So maybe it's Generation B for burger, and this is the sound that I make when I'm waddling out of Fat Hippo or another one of my favourite burger shacks.
Stop.
Yes. Big ups. Fake Two Piece.
We have come to the inevitable end.
Are you gonna announce?
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Go, guys.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'll say goodbye and you can do the tune. Okay. But actually, I want to make... I did have a smart-ass remark to make about the tune as well. Anyway, I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens, especially people who listen and listen to me talking about a gig that I'm going to do and come to the gig. That's amazing. But no, thank you to everybody who gets involved in the show in every single way. Thank you, guys. What are we going to sign out with?
Music from Yuku by Flywheel. This one's called Soft Tarmac. I really like how this feels. So what was your joke about this one then?
Well, it was more of a kind of social statement, really. I don't know what it's like in the Netherlands, but we got potholes everywhere in the UK. Like, all of our roads are just absolutely falling apart everywhere, like all right up and down the UK. Maybe they already were in the Netherlands, and that was the statement you were making with Sinkhole years ago. but they do. Some of the potholes that we got, certainly in Wales, feel like sinkholes at the moment. So maybe Flywheel is making just a little kind of soft statement about perhaps we should change the composition of road building surfaces in the UK to stop them from being so shit. I don't know. But anyway, it's a wicked tune. Safe driving, everyone. We'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's like in the Netherlands.
It's anyway. Fucking. They're fucking great. They're fucking great roads.
What are you doing later? Can I fly over and can you show me some of your favourite roads then?
No, Dave.